Welcome to The Truth Simply Put, the teaching broadcast vehicle of the Basilea Commission. On today's teaching, God's Word, rightly divided in the light of Christ, who is the central theme of the entire scriptures, will come with simplicity, precision, clarity, and power to instruct, admonish, edify, and build you up into the full measure of the stature of Christ. Now, let's dive straight in.
I'm going to be reminding us on a topic that says, if not for the Lord, attitude of gratitude. Hallelujah. Okay, so let's have 1 Corinthians chapter 11. Let's read from verse 17. Now, in giving these instructions, I do not praise you, since you come together not for the better, but for the worse. For first of all, when you come together as a church, I hear that there are divisions among you. And in part, I believe it. For there must also be factions among you, that those who are approved may be recognized among you. Therefore, when you come together in one place, it is not to eat the Lord's Supper. For in eating, each one takes his own supper ahead of others, and one is hungry and another is drunk. What? Do you not have houses to eat and drink in? Or do you despise the church of God and shame those who have nothing? What shall I say to you? Shall I praise you in this? I do not praise you. Right, so the Corinthian church, right, were falling over themselves for the Lord's Supper. Some persons were immersing in the blood, some persons were sprinkling the blood, while others were getting drunk on the blood. So what does that tell you? That wine is not Fanta. Oh, hallelujah. So there was an amount of debauchery in the Corinthian church. Yeah? They came together to eat. Right? That was all they came together to do. To eat and fight over food. To fight over food. And as a result of this, some of them were sick. Some of them were in lack. Right? Some were dying. It's not because the communion, it wasn't the communion, right, that was killing them. Right? It was not because they ate or they got drunk. That is why they were sick and some of them were dying. Right? It was because they came together to eat. Yeah? But they were not remembering what the Lord did. They were not appropriating what the Lord did. They were not conscious of the reason why they were having that supper. So as a result of this, some of them were sick and some were what? Dying. So because they were not remembering what the Lord did, they were not appropriating what the Lord did. The Lord didn't kill them for their disobedience. They didn't go through what they went through because of their disobedience, but because what? They did not remember the Lord's death. They did not remember the Lord's death. So communion has no power to kill. Right? For the fact that they were getting drunk on the blood does not mean that the blood is against them or was against them. Yes? So we must be careful, right? As Christians, in quote, yeah? We must be careful on how we use the blood of Jesus. Because the blood of Jesus is not against anybody. The blood of Jesus is not against anyone. So we must be careful not to make your own enemy or whoever you have tagged as enemy as God's enemy. Because nobody is God's enemy. Nobody is God's enemy. Are we following so far? Right? Let's look at that verse again. So when you come together as a church, right? I hear that there are divisions among you, which is not supposed to be so. We are not supposed to have divisions amongst ourselves as a church. As a church, right? Because when we come together as a church, we are supposed to be conscious of the fact that we are coming together, we are having this communion, we are having this Lord's Supper, is to remind us of his death, is to remind us of Christ's death. Do we understand? So it is that lack of consciousness that brings about lack, that brings about all of these things in church, right? Like I said, the blood of Jesus is not against anyone, right? So we have the blood that speaks better.
Yeah?
The blood of Jesus speaks better than the blood of Abel. And we know that the blood of Abel cried what? Vengeance. But the blood of Jesus cries forgiveness. We have the blood that speaks better things. We have the blood that speaks better things. The blood of Jesus is not against anyone. The blood of Jesus is not against anyone. And nobody's God's enemy. Even though you have made them your enemy. Right? So, Pav went on to say that the blood of Abel was an antitype of the blood of Christ. So, in what Abel's blood did, Jesus' blood will be the answer to Abel's blood. Are we following so far? Yeah, so like I said, the blood is not against what? Anyone. And then I'll move on to the Lord's Supper. And we know, right, that Jesus loves food. Oh my God. You know, he went about eating and what? Drinking. He loves his food. Jesus loves his food. I love my food, you know. And you know how Jesus went to Peter's mother's house? And you know, on a normal, Peter's mother was not feeling too well. Do you understand? It's in the place of Jesus to say, well, you're not feeling too well. Just lie down and sleep. But nah, Jesus said, what is visit without food? Why will I visit you and there is no food? There have to be food. Woo! Jesus loves his food and I love my food. I love my food. Let's see John 4:32. John chapter 4 and verse 32. But he said to them, I have food to eat of which you do not know. So Jesus' preservation was not in what he drank or in what he ate. His preservation was in that which you do not know. Jesus, like I earlier said, was one who enjoyed his meal, right? But his sustenance was not based on human supply. His sustenance was not based on what he ate. His sustenance was not based on what he drank. And if you are in the image and likeness of Christ, which I know you are, if you are a son of God, which I know you are, Your sustenance shouldn't be based on human supply. Your sustenance shouldn't be based on what is going on around you. Your sustenance shouldn't be based on what is happening around you. It is of that which you do not know. It is of that which you do not know. Oh, but we know. But we know. Oh, yes, we know. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we know that the Lord is our keeper. The Lord is our sustenance. The Lord is our preserver. So it is not because things are going well or things are not going well. It is not because we have a fat bank account. It is not because we have food on our table. It's not because we have food to eat. It's not because we have all it all. We have it all put together. No. It's because the Lord is our sustenance. Oh, hallelujah. So, sons of God, your joy, your stability should not be based on what is happening around you. It shouldn't be based on how well you feel today. Oh, my body is feeling good today. Oh, that means I have the joy of the Lord because my body is feeling well today. My body is acting up, so that means all is not well. It cannot be based on that. It cannot be based on how much rest you get. It cannot be based on how much clothes you wear. It cannot be based on what is happening around you. Our sustenance is of the Lord because He is our keeper. He is our sustenance. So when we come together, we are conscious of this. We know that our sustenance, it is not because we ate good meal or we got drunk on the blood, but it is because the Lord is our sustenance. So everything in our life is catalyzed by the grace of God. Everything. Don't put it on the arm of flesh. Everything that goes on in your life, everything that has been happening in your life, is catalyzed and orchestrated by the grace of God. Are you listening to me? Don't put it on the arm of flesh. Don't put it on the arm of flesh. It is the grace of God. I don't know if this has happened to some of us, but I think it has happened to me. That most times, maybe probably you're on your phone, you know, and you're busy or your mind is somewhere, and you just wake up, leave the house, lock your door, you go out, you're about to enter a cab, and then you realize, wait, did I really lock my door? I don't know if that has happened to anybody. Like, did I really lock my door? Did I? Let me go and check. You go back. For some of us that have cars, amen, you realize that, oh, did I really lock? Where's my car key? Guys, do you understand? At that point, yeah? At that point, it is the grace of God. Because it is your subconscious that is just acting, yeah? But in that point where you don't even know what is going on around you, it is the grace of God that is guiding you through. It is the grace of God that is making sure that you actually locked your door, even when you were not conscious of it. It is the grace of God that makes sure that you locked that gas, that makes sure that you closed that tap, even when you were not conscious of it. So don't put it on the arm of flesh. Hallelujah. So, like I said, in those times, it is very easy for you to trust your arm of flesh. Right? It is very easy for you to trust your arm of flesh. And you can be trusting your arm of flesh while feeling so spiritual about it. Yes, Feeling so spiritual about it. Oh, if not that I am intelligent. If not that I am smart. Ah! Kai! I'm so intelligent. I have intentive memory. I can remember things. If not for that doctor. If not for that pharmacist. You know, my neck was pinning me. I had severe neck. I could not move my neck. If I want to turn out the light. I say, if not that I was smart enough. You know, I know my body. I know how my body works. I understand my body. I know what to do, what not to do. I know the kind of air to breathe and the kind of air not to breathe. I know the kind of water to take. No, I don't take Aquaphane. I take Aqua, you know. I don't do all of that. I'm very conscious of my body. I don't sweat too much because, you know, when I sweat too much, I begin to have some reactions, you know. So I carry like 3 or 5 clothes inside my bag, you know. So I'm very conscious of myself. I look after myself a lot. Nice. I always smell nice, you know. I can see bad air from afar. Before it comes to me, I can see bad air, you know. And you will still be feeling spiritual about it. And you will say, it is the Lord. You know, as I went to this pharmacy, they gave me all thanks to God. Oh, after you've given it to the arm of flesh, and you will still say all thanks to God. So all of this is to awaken your consciousness to all that God has done already. It is to awaken your consciousness to all that He has done already. Your eyes ought to be open to see. Your ears ought to be open to hear. Your mouth ought to be open to speak of His goodness. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Even in your sleeping and in your waking up, it is the Lord. It is the Lord. I lay me down and slept. The Lord sustains me. I think it's Psalm 3. Let's see that scripture, verse 5. I think I like the way King James Version puts it. Let's see. I laid me down and slept. I awaked. Ooh, for the Lord sustained me. Oh, hallelujah. Sleeping and waking is an expression of His sustenance. Sleeping and waking is an expression of God's sustenance in your life. Eating. Woo! I lay me down and I slept, for the Lord sustains me. He sustains me in my eating, in my drinking. For He designed it so. For He keeps us so. Oh, it is the Lord who keeps. It is the Lord who sustains. It is not because we are conscious. It is not because we are too careful. It is all about His grace. It is all about His grace. For His grace has kept us. We don't look like what we have been through. We don't look like what we are going through. Because His grace made it so. Because His grace made it so. He saved us from what would have killed us. God, if not for the Lord. If not for the Lord. If not for the Lord. So don't go a day without being grateful. Don't go a day without being grateful. Be
Because what is you're going through right now, Alaparatos, Eshede Perekaska, does not define who you are. Is anybody grateful for the grace of God? Is anybody grateful for the grace of God? It is His grace that has kept us. It is His grace that has kept us. It is His grace that has sustained us. If not for the Lord, don't go a day without being grateful. Oh yes, it's all in His plan. It's all in His plan, sons of God. It's all in His plan. He designed it so. He keeps us so. Jaratanomonos. Ha! Maranteponozerebrekosa. Now we're sleeping and in our waking. Oh, the life that we live. It's of the Lord. The life that we live, it's of the Lord. The life that we live, it's of the Lord. We don't have our own lives to live. He's living through us. Your alarm is not strong enough to wake you up. Your alarm is not strong enough to wake you up. Even most times you tell your friend or your roommate, oh, please, can you wake me up? So time. You realize that nobody will wake you, but yet you will still wake up. It is the Lord. Newsflash, guys. Every time you sleep, you die. Every time. Every single time you sleep, you die. How can you possibly wake yourself up in that state? You ought to be grateful, sons of God. And when we die, He wakes us up. He wakes us up. Not our alarm. Not your roommate. He wakes you up. Imagine if you had a part to play in waking yourself up. Imagine if you had a part to play. Waking yourself up. So when you die, when you sleep in quote, that is you trusting God with your life. That is you trusting God to wake you up. Okay. When you sleep, that is you trusting God to wake you up. And you still doubt God. And you still doubt God? And you still doubt God? If you can trust Him with your life, and He's faithful enough to make sure He wakes you up every single day, every single time you die or you sleep, God makes sure that He wakes you up. He's faithful like that. If you're having doubt issues, please do not sleep, because when you sleep, that is you trusting your life into God's hand. That is you saying, God, I'm dying, wake me up. And yet life will hit you. You will doubt God. The same God that woke you up when you died. Rato Sepela, we are a grateful household. A grateful house. Errante pone solapa. Ejele capas. Eshene menos arata. Ille peretina ma. Eshakapaske. Eretopose mano. Eshirapaya. Our praise will be forever. Our praise will be forever. Forever is a long time. That's how long we will give you praise. That's how long we will give you praise. Our praise will not be tied on what we are going through. Whether we are going through or we are not going through, we praise you. No matter what life throws at us, we cannot lose our praise. Oh, we cannot lose our wonder. We cannot lose our wonder. We cannot lose our praise. Because we know We know where we eat from. We know where we drink from. We are conscious of this. We are conscious of this. We know, and so therefore we cannot fall sick. We cannot be in lack, because when we come together as a church, we are conscious of his death. We are conscious of his grace. Give God praise. Hey, hey, hey. For the one who keeps you, to the one who sustains you, to the one who guides you, to the one, if not for the Lord. Ella Perata, a Shaka Pasca, a Rete Ponesso, a Shianelebe, Rapesca Lema, Jacopa. We will never go a day without being grateful. Even in good and in bad times. La shelepe. Zegebere nama. Eko perende. Accept the Lord. Oh, not your doctor. Not that surgeon. Oh, it is not that medicine. It is not that medication. It is the Lord. It has always been the Lord. It has always been the Lord. It has always been the Lord who is always on our side, who is going through life with us, who is doing life with us. We are grateful. We are grateful. We are grateful. We are grateful. This house is grateful. What about the house? You're grateful. Hey, we are grateful. We see all you are doing. We see all that you're doing. We see it, God. We see it, God. We know it, God. We are conscious. We are aware. We are aware. We are aware. We lift our praise, God. We lift our praise. Forever is a long time. We lift our praise, God. Forever is a long time. We say thank you, God. We are grateful, Jesus. We are grateful. It is you. It has been you. You designed my life so. You designed it so. You made sure of it. You kept me so. So God, I'm grateful. So God, I'm grateful. Eh, ay, ay, ay. Ay, ay, ay. Eh, le vera de ne mano so besetai. Eh, je garascus. Melenina mani na mani. Ayu senenos. Repescos kapai. For loving me, je re na masene. Ayara te capacia, yes, or a pair of no sea. Ayaya, we are grateful. Let there never be a day we don't rise to bring you praise. We are grateful. We are grateful. We are grateful. God is in order to expect your thanksgiving. He's in order to expect your thanksgiving. He deserves it, and so he commands it. He's deserving of your thanksgiving. It is very easy for Christians to feel entitled. It is not the nature of God. It is not the nature of God. God deserves our thanks. God deserves our thanks.
God deserves our thanks. God deserves our thanks. He commands it. Guys, is it okay if for you to sit, just sit back a little bit and just play your life from whenever you can remember? For some of us from primary school, some of us that have intensive memory. You know, if you can remember your life just from maybe nursery school, maybe when you were 3 years old, if you can remember anything then. Play your life, you know, and just see that it has always been God. See how God has saved you many times from yourself. How he has saved you many times from your own mistakes. Your mistakes, that mistake that would have taken your life. But you felt, well, it was because I had friends that gave me good advice, so I escaped it. You know, just watch how he saved you from those kidnappers, how he saved you from what would have killed you. And if you're conscious of this, you will never go a day. You will never go a day without being grateful. And you see that that's always been God. Now look at you. Look at me now. I don't look like my past. I don't look like my mistakes. I don't look like my mess. Why? Because the grace of God made sure of it. He took me through life. He took me through life's journey. He said, no, I know you messed up here. I know you messed up here, but come this way. Come this way. He was guiding you through it all. You went to that nightclub. You met someone. He was guiding you through. No, don't enter this cab. Enter this cab. No, don't go here. Go here. Some of us will say back then, something told me. Something told me. Something. You know. Don't go out. Okay. Fall sick today. Just. No. So that you will not go out with those friends. Just let me make you feel unwell. Just to save you from yourself. Let me keep you from this mistake you're about to enter. For where I am taking you to. Let me save you from yourself. So many times he has saved us from ourselves. He has saved us from ourselves just to bring us here. Just to bring us to this knowledge. Just to bring us to this knowledge. Just to bring us to this place that we are in. This place of rest. This place of... Whew, just to bring us here. And you will say that it has not been God. Guys, God has been faithful. He's a good father. He's a good father. Even in our disobedience, even in our ignorance, he still saved us. He still kept us. He still preserved us. Just so we can be who we are now. Father, we are grateful. Father, we are grateful. In your understanding, can you thank him? In your understanding, can you thank him? Thank him as though he sat right close to you. Talk to him as though you are talking to your boyfriend, you're talking to your husband, with a smile on your face, just thank him. Thank him. Thank him. For his mercies, thank him. Oh, thank you, Father. Oh, thank you, Father. Oh, thank you, Father. Oh, thank you, Father. Father, we thank you for your loving kindness. Thank you for the many things we take for granted. Thank you for the many things we fail to attribute to your grace, God. Father, we take time out to just thank you. We thank you for ignoring our foolishness. We thank you for ignoring our mistakes. We thank you for ignoring our nonchalance with you, God. You are good, and indeed your mercy is forever. We are grateful to you, God, for taking us out of that mess. We are grateful. For ignoring our ignorance, we are grateful. The cabs, the vehicles, the taxis, the lectures, the hospitals, the public toilet we use, the rails that we touch, with all the bacteria and everything, the air we breathe, the clothes we wear, everything, God, we thank you. We thank you, God. We thank you, God. We thank you, God. We will never go a day without giving you thanks. Our attitude, God, is that of gratitude. Always. 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 We will always be conscious of this, God. We will always be conscious of this, God. Come on, give God praise. He's faithful. He's faithful. Oh, hallelujah. Amazing.
Well, that's it for today's teaching. We trust it has been worth your time. For more of these messages from our stables, kindly subscribe to our teaching podcast at www.thebasileacommission.podbean.com or via the Podbean app on your mobile device. For inquiries and further information, kindly send us an email to info@thebasileacommission.org or find us on social media with the handles at The Truth Simply Put or at WAR The Church. You can also send us an SMS, call us, or connect with us via WhatsApp on +234 70 881 8864. Finally, if you would like to give to support the work that we do, kindly follow the Patreon link in our podcast or contact our office for details. Thank you.